of October 72. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Gussard is Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October 72. Channel 1 over, and a continuation of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Gussard is Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October 72.
Springs, you know, the wagon seat itself had springs under.
Oh, it does?
But the wagon usually didn't have any springs.
Yeah,
they
did.
Buggies did, but wagons usually
didn't.
The seats had the spring.
Oh, in the wagon?
Mm-hmm.
The seats had
the
spring.
The seats had the spring, but in buggies, now the buggies had springs.
Yeah,
it's like
seen
a car. It's like automobiles.
You never seen a real Surrey. Oh, you know, I used to when I was little and I got in them new things, I thought they were Indian.
Yeah, you had them convertible.
Oh, and you know down on the Swanee River they got them?
Surrey?
Uh-huh.
What, they're like a wagon?
Uh-huh. No, they are more like a buggy.
Oh.
They got front seats and middle seats and back seats.
Yeah.
And they got a top and a fringe all around them just like they used to be.
Yeah.
Oh, but, brother, I used to think when I was Lynn and I got in Surrey, I was just
Oh, yes. Yes.
That was the rich folks riding, weren't it?
Yeah.
In the Surrey. That's right.
Yes,
and top covered buggies.
Yes.
Poor people didn't have no top covered buggies.
Yeah.
That was
just
the rich people.
Tom Adkins had one. He used to go see my aunt, my daddy's sister. That was a little bitty thing.
Ah, you smell your cat? Yeah.
Well.
You know, it gets so strong in our bedroom at night that it almost runs us out. Oh, that's a strong one.
Phew.
Now what excited that thing? Not a thing to excite them.
That cat?
Yeah.
Now, ain't a bit of telling that something out of...
Owl might have got at him.
What?
Owls get at them sometimes.
Out of the house? Or out there?
Now, he probably was on the outside.
Oh, my goodness. That's a tall cat.
Yeah.
I don't mind smelling so fast.
No.
Or is it a long way off? I don't know.
This one is not a long way off.
It sure isn't. Well, that's nice and fresh, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like them seasoned a little bit.
I don't mind them a little bit, but ooh. He must be under the house. He may be out in the yard digging somewhere. Yeah.
Something upset him. He got scared of something.
Well, that's it.
He turned to something.
That's it. Armadillo?
Could be. I don't know. They don't throw that must only just, you know, when they have to.
Yes.
For protection. He's protecting himself somehow.
Yes. Hmm.
Somebody, my dog buddy, might buy something.
You over there.
You're right.
Seems like to me, and fans blowing it right over here.
It's just stirring it up.
We better run on, Marty. Now, leave us with a cat.
Well,
you
know,
well, we got one at home. We smell him.
Do you know where he lives?
No, sir, I don't.
How's your cooter?
Gopher.
Gopher. Oh, come along, some colored people, and got my gopher.
Found him crossing the road and jumped out and put him in the car.
Oh.
They are mean, by the way.
They sure are.
Marvin stopped the car one day and got out and picked him up and took him off of the road to keep somebody from getting him. He was in the mouth of his hole going down, and they was passing the house, and they seen him, and they stopped that car and got that gopher.
That's what they do. The gopher, nothing's got a chance.
That's right. And he'd been living around he sure had. I know good and well he was raised right there in the yard.
Yeah.
And he had just moved across the fence.
Yeah.
He just made a mistake. He did. He made a bad mistake.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I seen him out there digging out that hole, you know, and the sand just a flying. But this dog just come along and got him. There's nothing I can do about it.
Do you think you're ready to let's go home?
They got an eye for that.
They
don't miss it.
I had a good about to go out there and just tell them just leave that gopher alone, but he was on the state's property and I had no right to say anything.
Well, I don't know what you'd do. I sometimes think if I just had a fence around the place, I don't know what to keep.
You know why? That same stuff that we're going to put around our house, we're going to build up a fence. Across fence through the
yeah, that's, that'd be make a good fence. The boards won't rot.
And they say the weather won't hurt
them. The weather won't hurt them.
Termites won't eat it.
And it costs you more than pine lumber. It's called, the name of it is hardboard.
It's a fiber board.
It's got a fiber back and a smooth finish. And it's already primed in paint. It's primed in.
You're going to cover your house with it? No, ma'am. We're going to put it around the house. Around, yeah. And
I think it costs somewhere around right at $150 a thousand, I believe.
Mm. No, it's $200.
Maybe it is. It's high. But, you know,
something. I believe that man told us down there at Spar it was $225 a thousand.
It's higher than the pine, I know. I don't remember that what he told me.
But you don't have to paint it.
But you don't have to paint it, and the weather won't hurt it.
It's as good, they say. It's better than wood.
Is that what you're going to use?
Mm-hmm.
And you can build a fence out of it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Going to build a surprise fence.
Well, now, what you want your front fence is something to keep stuff in and out. Well, unless you make it solid, it won't do it.
Well, I would just more or less put up a fence across the yard, you know, and put the board low enough to the ground that the dog probably wouldn't get under, put the cracks about so, like that, and not have it too high.
Now, that chain fence has cost too much.
Well, it wouldn't cost as much as the board, but, you know, I guess if we ever got one, we'd have to get it and put it up. We haven't been able to get anybody to come out there and put up one.
Right.
They say that we're...
What great trouble is that?
I don't think that. I don't know. I've never put up any chain link fence.
Well, gee, yes. I wouldn't think that would be any great trouble. And if you had one of those cattle gaps, what do you call it? You know,
mm-hmm.
That way your car goes.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go over there. The dogs would.
The dogs would.
Yeah.
But your gopher wouldn't.
Well, my gopher's gone.
You know what those cattle gaps cost?
No, sir.
Well, sir, the last time I ever got the figure on it, you know, you got that 2-inch pipe.
Mm.
You can't build them without it.
That's right.
It'll cost you $100.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yes, it was you doing the labor.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'd have something. You've got to set them in concrete.
We used to have one down there between the
and you got to have your stringer close enough together that if a truck crosses it, it won't bend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And cattle won't go across them.
Well, I sure would love to have one somewhere.
Not unless they fill up with dirt.
Somewhere. Yeah, they'd fill up with dirt. I guess you'd have to clear
it. Yeah, the rain will wash sand in it. Time to fill up that hole. If you didn't build it up, you can build it up like that there.
Yeah.
Where you're saying it.
I can think of a good many little small improvements that would be very convenient.
But they all cost a lot.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money and getting it done.
I think getting it done is as much as anything else. Like your irrigation. see. You could have found out about that long ago. If you could just got Lewis.
Yeah, well, we better go home.
Well, I think
Well, of, sure did enjoy so the coffee and
yes,
cream and everything.
I think yes, of all the small things around here that I could do to make it so much simpler. So much simpler. Hell, if I just had a half a dozen gates instead of these old Georgia gaps.
Yeah. Well, I got them Georgia gates too.
Come over sometime. Oh.
I'll be there.
Mr. Miles, them pears that you sent over there come in, how much were they? You know, I never could think about them pears.
You know, we never could think of that.
Well, let me tell you. I don't believe I remember just what they were.
Yeah, you do.
Yara, how much do you owe you to know?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll give you
that a was the last. That was the last ones he had.
Well, I've been over here and I never thought I intended to ask him how much they were in the green double that you wouldn't come eating out of them. No, we got all messed up on that. We didn't eat that day. We just kept forgetting that.
And I haven't ever got any more since. Isn't that awful?
Well, I got some in the freezer. We'll have to cook them someday and eat them.
All right.
Don't you put no pears in nothing.
I'm going to do like,
I got plenty of pears.
I'm going to do like Marvin.
Where are they?
Shoot. Hey, they're gone. They've been gone a long time.
One day I'm going to do like, I'm going to do like Marvin. I'm just not going to show up for work up there. I had about enough of it myself.
Well, I don't see why you won't cook any more anyway. You got enough here to do. Now listen, if you tell me how much them pears was, I'll tell you. Because I won't never think of it no more.
Yeah.
I'm so forgetful.
That's fine. I'd already forgot about it. So
I intended to mention it to you every time I come.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it was just a little bitty old dab he had left. And
you ought to know how much.
I thought if you could use them, you just go ahead and use them.
How much you had to pay for them?
You know, he's the only fella I run into that's got good stuff that's just moderate in his charges. Back when, now they weren't prime, they were past their prime. But back when they were in the prime, he gave you a great big full bushel for $2 and bring them to you.
They would.
Yes.
Will you tell me why, how much they are, and let me think.
Well, I'll try to think it out. How much
what?
I'll just take a mess of greens some of these days.
Yeah, I said he'd just take a mess of
greens. Okay.
Well, at least it's what they want.
Yeah.
I'm making you something. I'm not going to tell you until I do. Yeah, it's going to come out.
All right.
The only thing that I'm afraid to think you're going to have to
see. Well, we're not cut in from around.
You know,
Field there and take my
Roger, he's out of the field right now. Can I take a message for you? It's Brett Reynolds. Now, I was in a fight house with you a while back. Around 6. It was 231 or something like that, survey class.
John went over on 200 and the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October, 72. Channel went over on 200 and the end of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie this Wednesday after supper, the 25th of October, 72.